Question from Shyam Saha. Why does corruption exist within religious organizations and can it be minimized? Answer. Yes, corruption exists within religious organizations because religious organizations are also made of human beings. And human beings, one of their weaknesses is that they can become greedy, and greed leads to corruption. So essentially, the purpose of religious organizations is to bring out our higher nature, to free us from lust, anger, greed. But that will happen when people practice their religion as a transformational process. But when they practice it simply as a cultural activity, they practice it simply for namesake, or sometimes some people come to religious organizations with ulterior motives also. They come for the sake of gaining prestige or power or whatever they feel will get by appearing religious. So that way, the people who are there in the religious organization, they need to be screened more effectively. So we can't just accept anyone who wears a religious garb or speaks some religious sounding words. We can't accept them necessarily as a religious person and leave alone a religious authority, religious teacher. So there is achar, there is vichar, there is prachar. So there is the thought that the person has, there is the conduct that the person has, and there is the behavior, then there is the preaching that the person does. So now the ideal pure situation is that all these three are in synergy. And purification actually brings all these three in a synergy, which are the prachar, the achar, and the vichar. So now, in the stage of sadhana, there are people who we want to cultivate high thoughts. We read and hear about high spiritual stuff. That is, the vichar is high, but then we try to cultivate high vichar, but the achar does not follow that much. So therefore, we have to... So this is the normal stage of struggle, but there are some people who come with ulterior motives. They have no intention of raising their vichar, but they simply want to make a show of being religious so that they can grab the religious goods, misappropriate religious resources. So we have to be vigilant individually and collectively. So if we are associating with religious people, we have to be vigilant to check whether they are really interested in God or they are simply interested in religion for its fringe benefits or for misappropriating religious resources. So especially if we are connected with those religious or spiritual organizations where there are strict standards of sadhana, where the process for purification is stressed adequately, then the chances of people being corrupted are lesser. Of course, there can be people who will be falling to their lower impulses everywhere. And we need to not just blindly assume that all religious organizations are good or all religious organizations are bad, or even that everyone in a religious organization is good or everyone in a religious organization is bad. Now, just as when we go to college, if we go to college, we have a purpose when we are going to college. That is, we want to study, we want to get a degree, and we want to have a bright career ahead for us. Now, in a college, there are a lot of people who come just for loafing around. If we associate with that kind of people, then we will waste our time. We will also become a loafer. But if we go to the college, we do our studies, we associate with those who are studious, we associate with the teachers more, learn from them, then irrespective of even if there are some elements in the college who are wasting their time, still our time will be constructively used and we will get our degree. Similarly, even when we are coming to the religious organization, even when that is a bona fide organization in a parampara, even then we have to know our purpose and associate with those who help us to fulfill our purpose. We come here to learn to love Krishna, to come closer to Krishna. And those who are seriously pursuing that purpose, we associate with them, and by that we ourselves will grow spiritually, and we will and as people become more and more discerning individually and collectively, they will be able to identify and sideline those elements in religious organizations who have not come with the purpose of going closer to God. And as those people get sidelined, then the corruption that is there in religious organizations, that will become lesser and lesser. Thank you. Great.